Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book, In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawk, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. It's good to hear your voice. What can I do for you?
What is your favorite sound?
Well, here's a sound that I think about a lot. This recording comes from 17 years before Thomas Edison invented the phonograph. The voice you're hearing is a French printer called Edouard Léon Scott. And he's talking into a device he made himself called the phonautograph. Scott would talk into a barrel-shaped thing, and the vibrations would move this little stylus, which would make marks in lampblack on paper. Now, as I understand it, Scott's idea wasn't that these marks would be played back like tape, but that people would learn to read the marks made by the stylus. It's kind of like a dictation machine. Remember, Scott was a printer. He was all about preserving something on paper. But almost a century and a half later, some scientists figured out a way to reverse engineer the marks on the page into sound using computers. So we can now listen to Scott's voice very, very slowly singing the French folk song Au Clair de la Lune. This is the earliest known recording of a human voice. It's from 1860. Abraham Lincoln was running for president at the time. Here's what blows my mind about listening to this. You're listening to the voice of a person who had never heard a recording before, who might never even have conceived of the idea that the same instance of a sound could be heard twice. This idea that you can replay a sound, that you can re-experience something that's over, that must have been a fundamental shift in the way people thought. It's a bit like that famous myth about the early movie audience that was terrified by the footage of a train coming at them because they'd never seen a moving train that wasn't actually in front of them before. I think about this recording every time I hear an early live performance by an iconic artist. Every time I hear a crowd cheer belatedly or fail to cheer altogether for a now classic song, I think of Edouard Léon Scott. Because just like him, the audiences on those old live records don't understand the significance of what they're taking part in as well as we do years later.
Does this have anything to do with ghost echoes?
Not really.
What is Ghost Echoes?
Ghost Echoes is a music history podcast. It begins in 1970, and it will proceed up to the present day. We'll discuss one musical recording per episode. Some of these recordings are famous and acclaimed, others are utterly obscure. The list of recordings that I'll focus on throughout the run of Ghost Echoes is already decided and set in stone. The list was chosen in accordance with the podcast's non-negotiable rules, of which there are three. Rule number one is... And then rule number two states that... And rule number three is that I'm not allowed to tell the listeners what the first two rules are. Ghost Echoes is a history of music with secret rules. These rules will lead us down historical side streets, blind alleys. We will occasionally depart from music entirely, and we will pass by Victorian booze palaces, angry Ontarian proletariats, inscrutable paintings about the space race, demolished movie theaters, drunk people, exceedingly large oval rugs, unlikely origin stories of venerable educational institutions, Charlie Brown cartoons, and conspiracy theories about extrajudicial assassinations by MI5. Ghost Echoes is the story of music and everything else.
But what is it actually, though?
I've already said too much. I'm Matthew Parsons. Subscribe to Ghost Echoes wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.